The Holy Spirit gave me the healing power of praying in unknown tongues. The healing power of praying in unknown tongues. Sometimes I kind of hesitate to use the term unknown unless you are taught. It can get confusing to people who do not understand why we use the term unknown. But the reason we use that is because that the tongue that I'm talking about is unknown to our intellectual minds, meaning we didn't learn it from a human. It's a gift. Ooh, I love to say that. We get many gifts. Holy Spirit is a gift. Righteousness is a gift. You know, it all came by Jesus. Unknown tongues is a gift. This supernatural gift from God is also referred to as the believer praying mysteries in their spirit. You have a reborn spirit, and when you are born again, hallelujah, the Spirit of God comes to live inside of us. We get born again by the Spirit. But then we need an experience called the filling of the Holy Spirit. He comes to live in us. Now we need him to come up out of us and engulf us. So he's all around us. So he's not just in us through born again experience, but now through his power and his authority, glory to God, his abilities, he comes up on us. We talked about that about a month or so ago, if you all remember. It's a phenomenal download from the Holy Ghost. I didn't even plan to come and teach on the Holy Spirit, just began to release that in me. But this supernatural gift from God is also referred to praying mysteries in our spirit, through our spirit, by our reborn spirit. Or it is also known as the believer's gift given to us by the Spirit of God to pray or sing in a new language. But we're praying and singing not to man, but to God. That's why I ask you all to close your eyes. And once you tap into the Holy Spirit, he will give you songs in the Spirit. He will give you words in the Spirit. But we're not speaking to humans, so that's why we don't need an interpretation. Now, there is a gift listed in the gifts of the Spirit in 1 Corinthians 14 that talks about praying in the Spirit and then interpreting that, those words. Then it's equal with prophecy. But we're not talking about prophecy today, so we're going to stick with the gift that is a personal language given to us, and we can use it in our private time, or when instructed, we use it in the corporate arena, and we're not looking for an interpretation. But there could be someone amongst us, and I'm believing God that the day is coming when all of the 9 gifts will be operating in this church, that some of you have gifts that you have not tapped into or have not been taught, do not understand how to flow in them. But every one of those 9 gifts lay resident in us, in this church. So there will be a time when God will want to speak a prophetic word, not in English to begin with, but in tongues. And then someone or that person will give the interpretation. It's equivalent with prophecy. And the scripture says that when we prophesy, we edify and build the church. But when we pray in our heavenly language, we edify ourselves. Somebody say amen. All right. So we're praying mysteries through our spirit. We're singing and we're praying in a new language to God. Somebody say to God, that no one taught us. It came by way of the Holy Spirit. Is that good? Don't you like gifts? Well, we are going to understand how important when God gives us a gift that we acknowledge and use them. Amen. Glory to God. So let's submit now to the miraculous teaching ministry of Holy Spirit and go to 1 Corinthians 14. I'm going to be lifting up some verses in this 14th chapter I'm going to be reading from the Amplified, but I studied out what God has given me in several translations. So I'm going to be quoting some different words used in different translations. So you may not see it particularly in the Amplified, which Amplified really is the most thorough of all of them that covers all of the Amplified Hebrew and Greek words. But there are some terms that are used in some of the other translations that I'll be referring to, okay? I couldn't teach from all the Bible translations that I study, so I kind of put them in a sentence. So it's going to help to define what the Lord wants us to understand today. Is that good? So I'm going to be quoting several translations or words therein. So we're in 1 Corinthians 14, and we're going to begin with verse 2. Then we're going to jump to verse 4, and then we're going to go to verse 14. And I only want to read the A portion of verse 4 because I just explained what praying in the Spirit and bringing the interpretation results in prophecy. So I don't want to talk about that today. So I'm only going to lift up the A portion of verse 4. So you'll see me skip to 14. Amen? All right. In the Amplified, verse 2, chapter 14 of 1 Corinthians. For one who speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not to who? Not to men, but to God. If all of us started speaking in our unknown tongues right now, the person sitting next to you most likely would not understand what you're saying. Unless God was actually intervening for the person sitting next to you, they needed to hear something that you were saying and they would you would understand their language. That does happen from time to time. Primarily, no one knows what we're praying but God, because we're not speaking to men or man or woman. We're speaking to God. So when we speak in an unknown tongue, we speak not to men but to God. For no one understands or catches his meaning. Because in the Holy Spirit, and I want you to really understand, and if it's not underlined, please underline it. Because if the Holy Spirit's not involved, we're not speaking in legitimate tongues. People can mimic each other. It happens all the time. And you've never been filled with the Holy Ghost. You just learn to mimic. You say what you hear somebody else say. That's why I have some issues with me prompting you and telling you pray, and then you listening to me, and now you start trying to say what I say. No, baby, that's my gift. You have your own. If Holy Spirit legitimately is filling you, I don't need to prompt you. It's going to come up out of your belly like rivers of living water. And I am primarily teaching today, hallelujah, to produce teachers. Meaning, what I'm teaching you, you need to be using it to help others. So it's not just for your own edification today. It's also to produce what this church does. We produce leaders. That's the vision of this house. It says, for no one understands or catches his meaning because in the Holy Spirit, he utters secret truths. Somebody say mysteries and hidden things. What is it hidden from? It's hidden from our minds. Okay, it's hidden from our minds. What we're praying is hidden from our minds. It has nothing to do with our minds. It didn't come out of our minds. You don't pray in an unknown tongue because you think of certain words to say. You pray in unknown. You do that in your natural prayer. But in the unknown tongues, it's hidden from your mind. Your mind has nothing to do with it. Amen. It comes from Holy Spirit, not your intellect, not your mind. Amen. Now, there are times when Holy Spirit will give you the interpretation of what he gave you, but it's not always necessary. Don't worry about it. It's doing a great work, and I'm going to tell you what it's doing. Amen. So, we're uttering secret truths and hidden things not obvious to the understanding. Our understanding comes from our mind. So it's hidden from our understanding. Amen. Your spirit man, glory to God, is going to be so excited, but your mind will be unprofitable when you pray in tongues. But it's going to help you in the long run. Now what, and I'm getting just a little ahead of myself, but Holy Spirit's prompting me to say this. What edifies your mind? Think now. What edifies your mind? The word. Not tongues. How can you transform your mind? The word of God. So we know tongues does not transform your mind. Amen. But we need to know, what does tongues transform? What does tongues edify? Who said what? Hold that right there. Just give me a little time. We'll help you with that. Verse 4. He who speaks in a strange, which is still another word for unknown, tongues, does what? Edifies and improves himself. Okay? Some people said that you edify your spirit, but it doesn't say that. We have said it. But after listening to Joseph Prince, and he broke down some words and began to reveal some things in the Hebrew and Greek, it left me with a different understanding. And I'm going to tell you why. I don't want to get ahead of myself in everything, but I want you to think about that. Because I would have said spirit, because that's what we've been taught. You want me to say it now, Holy Spirit, or wait? Some of y'all say it. I only will say it if he tell me to say it. No, y'all can say whatever y'all want to. Okay, I will say it now, but I'm going to say it, repeat it again. The reason why it's not talking about our spirit, because our spirit man, because you can only pray in unknown tongues if you're born again. Is that right? You have to have an experience with Jesus. He has to be your Savior. Our spirit man is heaven ready. It don't need to be built up. Our spirit man is complete, y'all. If we would be led by our spirit, we would need nothing. We have everything. Because he lives in our spirit man. Faith is in our spirit man. The word is in our spirit man. We don't need tongues to build up our spirit man. So what is it for? Everybody got an answer, but we're going to find out from the word what it means. And we're going to be straight from here on out. All right? So he who speaks in a strange tongue edifies and improves himself. Verse 14. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit by the Holy Spirit within me prays, but my mind is unproductive. It bears no fruit and helps nobody. So that confirms that it's definitely not for our mind, because that's unproductive. My spirit man is praying, but what is the purpose of me praying in tongues if my spirit man is already heaven ready? It knows all things. Our spirit man has the mind of God. Our spirit man has the mind of God. Wisdom live in our spirit man. Everything, glory to God, that we need to know is in there already. I know we think we're waiting to put it in there. No, we're not waiting to put it in there. We're waiting to renew our mind, and we're waiting to get our bodies ready to be a vessel for God. Did I lose anybody yet? All right, just stay with me, because I don't want to lose you. The new covenant believer, somebody say that's me, utters with their human spirit divine mysteries or revelations that are energized by Holy Spirit. Why? In order to edify and improve him or herself. Him or herself means your body. Do you need a body to stay here? Are we standing here in our spirit? When people look at us, do they see our spirit? No. They see our body. Our body needs to be doing something. Our body needs to be edified. Our body needs to be improved on. This body right now will lay down if I just let it. I don't care what my assignment is. If I let my body be in charge, I would lay down right now and say, I ain't doing nothing. I'm tired. Just like some of y'all do when you don't want to come to church or you don't want to come to Bible study or you don't want to pray or you don't want to worship. Your body is in charge. It's not your spirit man. Your spirit man will always worship. You don't have to prompt your spirit man to do anything spiritual. It is reborn.